At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary. It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
Hello, word nerds, and welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. This is the podcast and the YouTube show where I, Spencer, am reading you the dictionary, and we have some fun talking about it at the same time. I am recording this on May 14th, 6:59 a.m. It's probably about to turn to 7 a.m. If you would be so kind as to rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, do it on the YouTube, subscribe, comment, share, thumbs up, baby. Do all those things, please, and thank you. Join the Patreon. $1 a month gets you early, early episodes and also exclusives when I get around to doing them. Anything else to say? You know, there's a bunch of links in the show notes. You can contact me, social media, Google Voice, leave me a message, email me, buy some merchandise. There's a merchandise link in there. Okay, the first word in this episode is externalism. Externalism. External with an ism. This is a noun from 1856. Number one, attention to externals. Attention to externals. But especially excessive preoccupation with externals. So what would these externals be? These nouns, okay, it's the outer part, external feature or aspect. So it's you're so occupied on the things that are on the outside, you would be a follower of externalism because you just love the stuff on the outside. That's what it is. I guess, I don't know. Number two, the synonym is the number one definition for the word externality. External. All these words look so similar. Yes, externality, which is the next word. So I'm going to make a sound that goes. The next word is externality. Noun from 1673. Number one, the quality or state of being external or externalized, which, yeah, we're going to see that verb here. Two, external. So you're in. You're in the state of being external, so that thing is sitting on the outside of me. The wart that I don't have, that I hope I never have, that wart would be in a state of externality because it's on the outside of my skin. Two, something that is external is externality. Three, a secondary or unintended consequence. As in the example, pollution and other externalities of manufacturing. Ooh, this is interesting. So, well, when I read that sentence, pollution and other externalities of manufacturing, I think of this as being, these are things that are literally coming out of the manufacturing process. They, like pollution, smog, those sorts of things, it's getting shot out into the air. They are external to what is being made at the factory. But this is saying that it's a secondary or unintended consequence. A secondary consequence or an unintended consequence. Those are the externalities. So it's another thing that happened that you weren't planning for, you didn't expect. Nobody expects a Spanish Inquisition. That would be an externality, I guess. Interesting. Okay. The next word is externalization. Externalization. Noun from 1803. 1A. The action or process of externalizing. I feel like all these external words can be used in just so many more different ways than I even realize. If you think of a way that you could probably use it, you could probably use it that way. So that's externalization, 1B, the quality or state of being externalized. Externalized. I feel like there's another way to use this. And I'm like, you externalize your feelings. Is that a thing that is done? I don't know. Two, something externalized. And the synonym is embodiment. So you are embodying this thing. Do you embody your emotions? Do you embody dance and movement? You're showing your, you are externalizing your feelings through dance. That's a lot of what dance is, especially maybe interpretive dance, emotional something. So yes, you are externalizing your emotions through dance. There's other stuff, I guess, that can be externalized. The next word is, so that was externalization. Here is externalize. This is the transitive verb from 1852. One, to make external or externally manifest. So you are manifesting something on the outside of your life. I guess you can, if you internalize something, you're bringing it in. But you are, if you're externally manifesting, I'm trying to think of the context for this one. I don't know. Number two, to attribute to causes outside the self. And the synonym is rationalize, as in externalized his lack of ability to succeed. Ooh, he externalized his lack of ability to succeed. So he does not have the ability to succeed. So when he externalized it, he rationalized it. He was giving all these reasons why he couldn't succeed. I could probably do that with this podcast. I can externalize all these reasons why this podcast is not succeeding. Mostly, I think it comes down to the fact that it's pretty boring to hear somebody read the dictionary. Oh, well. It's kind of boring for me, too. It's I have such mixed feelings about this show, which is probably another reason why it is not successful. And I don't know how to make it into a more entertaining show without putting, like, a lot more work into it. And I just don't have the time for that. So this is to attribute to causes outside the self. Oh, these are reasons I have no control over. It's not my fault. It's not me. It's something else external from me. Those are the reasons why this guy couldn't succeed in life. I honestly did not even realize I was doing this, but my sound effect is literally the next word, which is external respiration. Well, I don't know if it's this word, but when I think of respiration and external, I think of my breathing going out. And that is literally what my sound effect is. That was an accident. But what is it exactly, you might be wondering? It is a noun from 1940. It's a long definition. Exchange of gases between the external environment and a distributing system of the animal body, like the lungs of higher vertebrates or the tracheal tubes of insects, or between the alveoli of the lungs and the blood. Now, wait a minute. Here we go. There's the end of the parentheses. Let's do it again without the parentheses, because I just kept on going. This is exchange of gases. The gases are being swippy-swapped between the external environment, the environment outside of the animal body, and a distributing system of the animal body, or between the alveoli of the lungs and the blood. So it could be from the internal system of the body to the outside environment, or it could be between the lungs and the blood all inside of the body, but it's still external respiration because it's going between two things. The lungs send, I don't know, they put oxygen into the blood. When the blood goes through the lungs put the oxygen. When the blood goes through the lungs put the oxygen in the blood. I don't know if that's technically correct. I don't know how the oxygen gets in the lungs. Somehow it gets, or so I don't know how the oxygen gets into the blood. Somehow it works. Don't quote me on that. Woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo. Okay, so examples of this distributing system of the animal body would be lungs of higher vertebrates. That would be like us humans. Or the tracheal tubes of insects. So I guess those are the equivalent of lungs, but they are in insects. Okay, now it says compared to internal respiration, which is something else also related to respiration, but it's on the inside. But the exchange of gases from the lungs to the blood is on the inside of the body. We already talked about that. So I don't really know what exactly internal respiration is. Are you breathing into yourself? I don't know. But it's your respiration. The outside gases come in and the inside gases go out. You're exchanging. It's like a secret Santa. The next word is externship. And in the previous episode, we had extern, which is somebody who does not live on site. That's to put it simply. So an externship is a noun from 1945. This is a training program that is part of a course of study of an educational institution and is taken in private business. This is literally what I think an internship is. I think somehow over time we just use internship when we really mean externship, and I did not know any of this existed, and I am so confused. What's the difference between externship and internship? Maybe I'll put a link in the show notes, and maybe I'm wrong. I don't know, but based on what I'm learning here, seems like I'm right. The next word is exteroceptive. 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 Exteroceptive, adjective from 1906. This is relating to being or activated by stimuli received by an organism from outside. Relating to being or activated by stimuli received by an organism from outside. So if I'm an organism, here I am. I'm a little organism, short and stout. And I receive a stimuli from something else. What might that be? What might that be? An electric shock would be the first thing I could think of. An electroshock. So in that context, then I would be exteroceptive because I'm being receptive. That's part of the etymology from something on the exterior, right? Now, could you include food in that? Food, caffeine, drugs, alcohol? Would those be considered external stimuli? Who uses this? Medical people probably. Oh, well, this person was very exteroreceptive. No. Exteroceptive to the electroshock when I put it on their eyeball. Next is, relatedly, we have exteroceptor. Exteroceptor. So it's a receptor. I'm assuming it's a receptor on the outside, kind of. So what is it for real? Noun from also 1906. This is a sense organ excited by exteroceptive stimuli. So what could that be? Well, the first one that I think of, and the biggest one, is the skin. We are all covered in this wonderful, wonderful skin. It is a sense organ on the outside of your body. If I scratch, I'll probably get a red mark. And so my nail scratching my arm would be my arm would be exteroceptive. I don't know. Is there a red mark? Not really. I didn't scratch myself hard enough, I guess. I'll scratch so hard. What is happening? I guess all the skin would be exteroceptor. Maybe other things, but I don't know that we're pretty well covered in skin. I mean, there's probably other examples though. I don't know what they are. The next word is exterritorial. Exterritorial, I guess? Okay. adjective from circa 1880. The synonym is extraterrestrial? No, it's not. It looks similar. It's extraterritorial. Extraterritorial? Now, where are we going to see that in the next? We're seeing an extra there. Extra. We're going to get to... It's going to be a little bit. We're getting real close to the end of the E's. Yeah, it's like four episodes from now. Ooh, there's some fun words over there. Okay, so extraterritorial is a synonym for exterritorial. That's how you say it. And exterritoriality, that is a noun. I am so interested. So it's something about your territorial, probably. You're like, this is my area. It's outside of my area, but it's my area. I don't get it. I don't understand it. We gotta come back. Come back in four episodes. Next is extinct. First form. You can emphasize the first or the second syllable. Extinct, extinct. Adjective from the 15th century. 1A. No longer burning. I wonder if that's related to the etymology. We'll get there. No longer... the fire. It's extinct. It's gone out. It's no longer burning. We have no warmth. Maybe when we're camping in the middle of the night, our fire goes extinct. 1B is no longer active, as in an extinct volcano. So dormant, we sometimes call volcanoes dormant, but that's when it's just sleeping. It's having a little nap. It had some warm milk, and it just needed to rest. So eventually, it's going to be active again. But this volcano that we're talking about here is extinct. It will produce no more magma, no more lava, no more smoke, no more rocks, no more scary disasters. 2 is no longer existing, as in the example, an extinct animal. Why don't I put a link in the show notes for all of the extinct animals that we are aware of? Right off the top of my head, we've got the dodo. The dodo is extinct. There's a specific kind of pigeon that's extinct, that there was some story like in New York or something, New England, they were shooting all the pigeons because they were flying all the time, and they said, we don't like them, and we're going to eat them, and they killed them all. There was the, not the Tasmanian devil, I don't think. Isn't there like the Tasmanian dog or something? I don't know. I think that's an extinct one. Lots and lots of animals have been, well, of course, then you go back far enough, and you're like, well, all the dinosaurs and the mammoths and the giant sloths, and all those sorts of things, those are all extinct. But I think typically when we're talking about extinct, we're like, humans killed them. Saber-toothed tigers, those are always pretty cool. But yeah, lots and lots of extinct animals, either by natural causes, evolution, meteors falling to the planet, or humans. Number 3A for extinct is... gone out of use. Gone out of use. The synonym is superseded. We don't care for it anymore. We have superseded it. We have moved on to other things. That is extinct. It's so out of fashion. 3B. Having no qualified claimant. Claim, like you are claiming the deed to your property. Because the example is an extinct title. Having no qualified, there's nobody who can claim this car, the title on this car, so it's an extinct title. You just, who's it go to? Who does it go to? The etymology is from the Latin word extinctus, which is from the verb extinguere, which looks like extinguish. And then, of course, that's connected to the number 1A, no longer burning. We have extinguished the fire. It's been extincted. I don't think that's a word. But so that's where all this comes from. It's extinguishing. either fire extinguishing the soul, the life force, the thing, whatever's in it, it's gone dead. And then, of course, it's evolved over time. The next word is the second form of extinct. This is a transitive verb from the 15th century, and it's archaic. The synonym is, extinguish. It's right there. We used to say extinguish the fire. No, we used to say extinct the fire. And now we just say extinguish it. Why? I don't know. Nobody told me. That's very sad. The next word, extinction coefficient. Two words, noun from 1902. A measure of the rate of diminution of transmitted light via scattering and absorption for a medium. Oh, this sounds interesting, but it's worded so funny. So you're measuring the rate of how the transmitted light diminishes when you scatter it and absorb it for a medium. Why does it say for a medium? So if you are sending light through water or through a prism, glass, smoke, right? The light is gradually becoming extinct. It's being extinguished. It scatters around, or it gets slowed down, possibly. And so this extinction coefficient is measuring how fast that diminution happens, how fast it slows down, how fast it scatters, I guess? Should we put a link in the show notes for extinction coefficient? Okay, let's do that. The next word is extinctive. Adjective from 1600. Tending or serving to extinguish or make extinct. So maybe humans, especially back in the day, when they didn't care about nothing, humans would be very extinctive because we were tending or serving to extinguish or make extinct, make a lot of animals extinct. We didn't care. Oh, they taste good. We're going to kill them. We're going to eat them. We don't care if there's no more anymore. We don't care about them no more. Okay. The last word. It's the word extinguish. E-X-T-I-N-G-U-I-S-H. It is a transitive verb from circa 1540. And, we got some more definitions over here on the next page. Okay, so 1A1. To bring to an end, or also just make an end. Oh, make an end of. I'm going to make an end of you. I'm going to extinguish you. As in, hope for their safety was slowly extinguished. Oh, that is a very, very sad and scary example. Hope for their safety was slowly extinguished? They were like, oh, we're not going to be safe anymore. What's going to happen to us? I'm very nervous for my safety. Ugh. 1A2, an intense example. 1A2 is to reduce to silence or ineffectiveness. Reducing to silence or ineffectiveness. I'm going to silence you, make you not effective. I'm going to extinguish, shut up. That's what it is. I'm shutting you up. The sounds of silence. Okay, 1B is to cause to cease burning. To cause to cease burning. Such an odd way to word that, but I guess it's correct. The synonym is quench. To cause to cease burning. I'm going to make you cease burning. Stop burning fire. Please stop. Here's a match. And you're out. Three strikes. You're out. 1C, to cause extinction of, and the thing that you would be causing extinction of is a conditioned response. So conditioned response, I think of, you know, the Pavlov's dogs ring the bell, give them food, ring the bell, they salivate. The salivation is the conditioned response. They're conditioned, they're trained to do this. They're not shampooed to do it. They're conditioned to do it. But if you're causing the extinction, you're stopping the conditioned response. What is that? So are you putting in a new conditioned response to replace the old one? So you're extinguishing the first conditioned response? Or what? I don't understand how exactly, but hey, I guess it's possible. 1D. To dim the brightest of. To dim the brightest of. As in, the synonym is eclipse. So an eclipse would be extinguishing recently. In fact, I think just today, the episode that aired today on May 14th, I recorded that episode on the eclipse day in 2024. And so that day I got to see the extinguishing of the sun because the moon went in front of it. And it was the brightness dimmed, the brightness across the area, my environment dimmed a little bit. Now, I think I only had 94%, and at the time, I thought it was going to be more interesting than it really was, but when it was all said and done, 94% is not that interesting, and that's what they tell you. They say nothing compares to totality. Nothing compares to it, and I believe them now. I believe them. Next time, I will try to go to the path of totality. Okay, enough about eclipses. Let's move on to 2A, which is to cause to be void, and the synonym is nullify. As in, extinguish a claim. We're going to nullify that claim. There's an insurance claim on the car that blew up, but sorry, we have to extinguish the claim because it turns out that you blew up your car just for the insurance money, and so You're done. 2B, to get rid of, usually by payment, as in the example, extinguish a debt. Oh, doesn't that feel so good when you extinguish a debt? You're like, oh gosh, I owe so much money for my school loans. Please, government, can you please extinguish my debt? It's too much. I'm going to be paying this off for 100 years and I'm not going to live that long. I am very glad that my student loan has been extinguished. It has been paid off. But my mortgage on my condo is not extinguished. This is the world we live in, and I don't care for all this stupid debt. Extinguishable is an adjective. Extinguisher is a noun. And extinguishment is also a noun. An extinguishment will get rid of your bad breath temporarily. Can I have an extinguishment to extinguish my bad breath? Okay, is there any etymology? I mean, we kind of talked about it in the extinct word. This is from the Latin extinguere, which is from ex plus stinguere, which means to extinguish. And then we add the ish suffix, the English ish suffix, as in abolish. It is akin to also the Latin instigare. Ooh, that means to incite. So extinguish is stopping something, quelling something, quenching something. Your thirst will be extinguished if you drink some water. But also incite. There's probably other related words. You're starting a thing up. Incite the fire. There's more at the word stick. I guess I see it. But I don't see it. Stick. I'm going to poke you with the stick. I'm going to poke you with my banana. Okay, that's the end of all the reading of the words time. And now it is time to pick a word of the episode time. Externalism. Externality. Externalization. Externalize. External respiration. Externship. Exteroceptive. Exteroceptor. It's like the scepter. I don't know what, it's a scepter of some kind. Okay, exteriorial? No, exterritorial, exterritorial. Extinct, extinction coefficient, extinctive, and extinguish. Okay, the word of the episode is going to be something. I guess I read extinction, right? Did I read all those? the act of making extinct. Yeah, the condition of being extinct. Yeah, that's where all the, extinguishing, extinct. I think I read this. The process of eliminating or reducing a conditioned response. No, wait a minute. I don't think I read this one at all. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, Spencer. What's happening? Extinction. Let's do it. Let's quickly. Noun from the 15th century. Number one, the act of making extinct or causing to be extinguished. Two, the condition or fact of being extinct or extinguished. Also, the process of becoming extinct. How did I skip this one? As in the extinction, the example is the extinction of a species. I think I got so hung up on the extinct, and the next one is extinction coefficient. Three, the process of eliminating or reducing a conditioned response by not reinforcing it. Well, we could have learned about that there, right? The process of eliminating or reducing, you're reinforcing it. Now, how are you? Oh, by not reinforcing it. Read all the words, dummy. So, if you teach the dogs to salivate when you ring the bell because you would give them food after the ringing of the bell, then you do it for a while, and then you stop giving them food, and you still ring the bell, and then they salivate. But then after a while, you just stop ringing the bell, I guess, or maybe the act of not giving them food eventually would make them not salivate when you ring the bell, because they're like, well, I'm not getting the food, so why would I do the thing? You have extinguished my urge for food. You have made it go, you've done some extinction. Okay, let's get back to the word of the episode. I'm very disappointed in myself that I missed that whole word. Sometimes if I miss a word, it's like one line. This one's like five lines. The rest of the words are extinction. Oh, I read them already. I'm just trying to pick one. I guess extinction is the one that I'm leaning towards, though. I hate the extinction of animals. I don't want the animals to go extinct because I think they deserve to live. I don't want them to be all killed, but some of them go extinct because of climate change. Okay, I don't know. Not an uplifting song by any means, and I totally screwed up the end of that. But hey, whatever, that's okay. We're just going. We're just doing it. And I don't have a new movie to tell you about because I talked about them all. And we're still watching Northern Exposure. I think we got about 1.5 seasons left. Okay, this is the end of the episode. Thank you very much for checking out this show. If somehow, for some reason, you still are, I hope your interest has not extinguished or gone extinct. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.